From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. For years, the Key West Cemetery has been known for one headstone with an unusually sarcastic epitaph. Now, as Nancy Klingener reports from our southernmost bureau, there's a section of the cemetery with a newer collection of last words that are also one-liners.
On tours of the Key West Cemetery, the highlight is always one simple marker.
This is the very famous quote for the epitaph of B.P. Roberts. She says on it, "I told you I was sick."
Tour guide Patty Tiffany says that "I told you I was sick" inscription gets more attention than the elaborate grave sites and mausoleums.
I think the idea of combining humor with tragedy is what makes it so appealing.
If I had a dollar for every person who's asked me where that monument is, I'd be a multimillionaire.
Russell Britton gets that question a lot because he's the sexton who runs the cemetery. B.P. Roberts died almost 40 years ago. But more recently, within the last decade, one of the new city mausoleums has acquired more unusual epitaphs, like these.
If you're reading this, you desperately need a hobby.
I always dreamed of owning a small place in Key West. So long, and thanks for all the fish.
That last one will be familiar to fans of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Another literary marker says, "Grok, look it up." If you do, you'll find that's from Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. And then there's the one that answers every child's burning question.
"You were always my favorite. Love, Mom."
All these epitaphs are on one wall at the end of one of the cemetery's newer mausoleums. It seems like everybody with the same kind of sense of humor ended up in the same place. Britton says the cemetery didn't intentionally put all those unusual markers together, but they are all in a section reserved for people who've been cremated.
I'm not sure why, but maybe it's because they've been cremated and they thought they want to leave their mark on history.
Britton says he hasn't heard any objections to the recent additions.
Not yet.
But there is one he thought might offend some people.
When I submitted the order to the bronze foundry, they called me back and they said, "Are you sure this is what you want on this headstone?"
Oh, Jesus Christ, these people are horrible.
That's what's on the headstone of Giorgio Aversa. His wife, Amy, chose those words.
The reason why the epitaph reads like this is because we would go out socially sometimes, or we would meet people and you'd go, "Jesus Christ, these people are horrible."
Amy Culver Aversa says Giorgio said that all the time.
Probably 20 times a day. And because of the tragedy of his death, I didn't want that to be the last marker. So to go and, I can't even say this, to go and visit him, I wanted to laugh.
Her husband died by suicide almost 8 years ago, and she wanted people to remember his humor. Britton says his concerns about the epitaph were alleviated when he realized where it would be.
It just happens that it's on the very top, at the top level. It's about 10 feet in the air, and if you don't know it's there, you won't see it.
Only a couple people have questioned Culver Aversa about the epitaph, and she says once she explained it, they understood.
I think that has more of a tether to the heart than some one-liner that, you know, you picked out of a cemetery book.
She says when she visits her husband's grave, she does laugh, and that makes her want to visit more often. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.
The Key West Cemetery has a lot of interesting and historically significant aspects. It's the resting place for sailors killed in the explosion of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. And it's got one plot that's owned by the Republic of Cuba. To learn more about the cemetery and see some of its most interesting and significant monuments, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.